This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy! Our next guest is too hip for the room, so forgetting Sarah Marshall, get Felicity, Ellen, and that group of Friday Night Dykes.
Bish, should you be calling them dykes, or is it better to use the L word?
I have faith in what I've heard through the grapevine. They aren't your usual lesbians.
Because if you're crossing Jordan and the Cross Bronx, go out to the country and you'll find that some of them are farm sluts.
Really?
Well, I guess I have to agree with you based on the footage I saw of them having a three-way. You should check out what Teresa's tattoo says.
Hey, is there someone listening to our conversation, Ginny?
Is my insignificant other listening?
Are the phones tapped again? Oh dear, you know the friends with money. I saw the receipt.
Well, before this becomes a crime scene investigation and a fatal distraction, can we please have lights, camera, action, as we welcome to our show? It's time for getting to know you, Elizabeth Keener.
Hi, that was so clever, I can't even handle it.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
Oh, what's the weather like right now happening?
Actually, for winter, it's beautiful. It really is lovely. The sun's shining.
Oh, good.
So we've got the whole day
all
ahead
right.
of us. But it's
That's
not bad.
Right.
What about the weather with you?
Gorgeous. I mean, honestly, it's probably like 77 degrees, just sunny and beautiful.
Oh, I'm
beautiful.
Jealous. I'm jealous. Yeah. It's still cold. It's about 8 degrees, but it's just sunny. So
yeah. We've got my sister was out there doing a movie last year at the same time. I think Where the Wild Things Are. And I was trying to come to visit, and it was just as beautiful then, so
yeah,
with the winter.
That's great.
Elizabeth, we know you best from the L Word, playing a bit of a villain there. Now, you played a character who was, I mean, you couldn't help but hate her, but love her at the same time. What was it like playing a bit of a villain on the L Word?
Oh God, it was fantastic. You know, I actually wanted to portray, I didn't want to do a one-note thing where I'm like, you know, just a kind of, as quote-unquote, the bitch kind of thing. I thought I want to do it to where you actually can like her, you know, sorry, I'm walking down the street.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm sorry, you guys. So what I did was, basically the way I played her was that, you know, she didn't feel like she did anything wrong. So, you know, she's, whatever is hers, and what's yours is hers. So that's basically how I played her. And if you loved her, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted you to hate to like her, basically, and that's what you did.
There are a lot of people out there just like that character, aren't there? So it's quite real to life.
Oh, my friend, yes. You know, I mean, people would kind of say that it's portraying one certain person in this town, and in L.A., but, you know, there's a variety of people that you can pull from, and they're all similar, you know? They're all similar in that kind of way. It's sort of like hold no prisoners kind of thing, you know? And that's basically what she was. Whatever she wanted, she took. And whether it's pretending to be your friend and stabbing you in the back, that's, you know, kind of was her kind of flavor to do. And then she got it in the end, basically. Yeah, she lost everything. So
she lost everything.
Badly.
There's a moral to that story, isn't there? Hope people learnt from that.
Yes. Hope people learn from the L Word's Dawn Dendo and her lover Cindy, as I always have to say every time.
When we do the recording for this, we're going to have to say Dawn Dendo without her lover Cindy, just to do justice to your part.
Right, there can never be. She was by my side until she left me. And that's what happens. You lose everything. Don't be that way. For a day.
What did you like most about your character?
You know what? It really is fun to be the villain. And when it's you against everyone, it's sort of like, you know, anything goes. And what was so great, actually, on set, they're pretty wonderful. Everybody on that set is really great at improv. So, it starts with the writers, for sure, and then they kind of let you kind of go. So when you have that kind of character to play, there's no boundaries. You know, you just don't have any kind of, you know, you don't have any sense of, like, you know, conscious, like, anything. You don't have to worry about anything. So you just sort of kind of go with what your gut feels and don't care about who you hurt in the process. And so I was able to kind of just do that. And, you know, it's kind of, you know, there's a part of Dawn Dendo in me somewhere in there. And she just came out in the nth degree kind of thing, you know.
Before you mentioned about part of Dawn Dendo is in there somewhere within you, should we be worried?
No, not at all, because, you know, I know how to curtail that part of me. But also, you know, that's why I say everyone should kind of be like that once. Just kind of, you know what it is? It's more than anything. The good parts of Dawn Denbo is that she's strong. She goes after what she wants. There's some good parts to her, you know? Mm. Sometimes she just crosses that line and has no care for anyone's feelings. That's where you draw the line. But the other part, the strong parts, I have, definitely.
I think the best thing about Dawn Denbo's character is, and the L-word in general, it's a portrayal of strong gay women. And I think the only other strong gay woman that was really enforced was Bette. And I think Dawn Denbo's character really matched Bette in the sense that you were both very strong, you're both very opinionated, and you're both very, you just stood by what you believed in.
That's right. You know, you're exactly right, because Bette's character was just like that. And that's why when there was that scene where we were at the five families sitting at the table, sort of like the Godfather scene. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
And it was myself versus Bette. It was like good versus evil kind of thing. She was all the good, and I was all the evil parts of it. And it was great. It was, exactly. Two strong women competing.
Just out of interest, did you go along for the audition did you audition for Dawn, or did you go for another part?
You know, this is what happened. So Eileen Chaiken, I had met her a couple of times, so in social aspects, you know. So she called me up and she said, listen, we have been searching for this character for quite some time. Will you come in? She said, she called me the night before, like at 5 p.m., and she called and said, listen, I'm coming in to L.A. for 1 hour for a casting, and then I have to go to Vancouver, which is where they're shooting. And she said, will you come in for this part? I said, well, send me the material. I said, of course. I looked at it, and honestly, I knew. I'm like, okay, this part is mine. So I went in, not that I get it, but I really felt like I can really relate. I can do something with this part. So the very next morning I went in, and I went into the room of 10, 12 people and just did it. And I went in for Dawn, and literally maybe 45 minutes after I left the room, I was still in my car. Eileen calls and says, you know, you got the part. You
leave
in like a week to come to Vancouver. And the funny thing was, I'll tell you, there was only one person auditioning for My Lover Cindy, and that happened to be Alicia Willis.
And she got it.
It was really odd at the same time, and she got it, and I didn't know her before. So it was great. We went in, and it was really fantastic. So
you got to know each other quite well.
Yes, yes. And she's wonderful, too. Alicia's fantastic. So we had a great time shooting. You know, I played gay characters on Felicity and a couple of other different series and things like that, guest stars and things. You know, it's, again, just like how Dawn, it's all the same. You're an actor. Because, you know, you're kissing a man, you're kissing a woman, you're opposite a man, opposite a woman. And I'll tell you this, of late, the best and strongest characters, whether in film or television, if you watch, I mean, every woman would love to do a strong woman, and a lot of them are like gay characters, and you know, those are the strong ones. That's the one I want. So it's all good. Anyway I take it, it's great. No, I have no problem doing this.
Now, I know that you mentioned that it's a beautiful weather over there in L.A. at the moment.
Yes.
What are you up to at the moment professionally?
I am working on two shows. One's a web series called The Green Birds with Danny Duchovny, who happens to be David Duchovny's brother. He's directing and producing it with Ann Haggard, and I'm also producing, which is great. And then I'm also, there's a network called Here Network, where I'm also producing a one-hour show as an FBI agent, which is pretty great, with Meredith Cadlick and Billy Koger over there. And so I'm working on those, and other than that, enjoying my summer,
because
it's summer over here.
You have to. So what's Green Birds all about then, and with, well, Mr. Duchovny?
The Green Birds, you know, we are combining, you know, we want to combine humor with kind of green, you know, the what's happening now, it's all important of that kind of, so we want to get like a message out there of greenness, but in a humorous way. So it's definitely, you know, it's a web series of, it's like a sitcom, a single camera, we're going to shoot little web episodes, and just have a little at the end, kind of, you know, what's the best thing. So, like, I think one episode is called 3-minute shower. It's like but we do it with humor. So maybe two of us are taking, or three of us are taking a shower at the same time.
Lovely.
It's lovely. It's a lovely visual.
It's a good way to save water.
That's all. It's what it's about. So you got to do what you got to do.
It seems like three-way the sequel then.
Exactly. Or, you know, Elwood, my very first scene I had to shoot, if you remember that threesome scene in the VIP room with Shane and Cindy and myself. That was the very first scene. It was Welcome to the Elwood. That was the first scene I had to shoot there.
Oh, so
it just keeps coming back to haunt me. What do you do? Three-way. But three-way was fun to do with Jill Bennett. They were all Miley Flanagan. Miley's actually going to be in the Greenbirds, which she's hilarious. So I'm very excited about that.
You do work on the Greenbirds. Obviously, it's an environmental focus as well. But playing these roles, which you do so well, does it open up philanthropic avenues for you?
You know, yes, absolutely. It's sort of like, you know, when you get a great role, a great part, and people see it, they just know what you can do, and then they see your diversity, and it just keeps it's kind of a snowball effect. Then you get a better part, you get offered more parts, better parts, things like that. So, and they know that I will do, you know, I'll play, I prefer strong characters or whatever. It's like I you know, I will play a gay character, a straight character, a bi character, whatever. It's all, as long as the good part and a good role on a good show or movie, I'm in.
Elizabeth, one question I do have to ask you on behalf of AfterAllen.com is, are you in Eminem's clip?
Oh my God, yes I am. They're called skits before the, in his new, I think it's called Relapse. I worked with him. I came in and there's one called Tanya's skit before a song and I play Tanya and it's basically, my car's broken down, and he comes. I'm getting a ride from him, and basically I end up getting duct taped at the end of the skit. And whatever happens with Eminem, you never know. But I worked with him and Dr. Dre in here on one. There was another one called Mr. Mathers skit I'm also in. So if you guys get the CD, you'll hear my voice, and I'm on the credits. And I worked with both of them, and they were phenomenal. I mean, true artists and the coolest, and it truly was an honor to work with those amazing geniuses, really.
How did you get involved with them? I mean, it's brilliant.
You know, I know, it's kind of like, you know, I have a friend, my friend Philip Atwell, who's produced a bunch of 50 Cent, and also directed 50 Cent videos and things like that, and he works with Dr. Dre at times. He was a neighbor first and became my friend, and he knew I do a bunch of voiceovers. I do voiceovers. I was like I've been the voice of 7-Up for 2 years, and I've done a lot of Microsoft commercial voiceovers. So I do a lot of those, and he knew it. And he just happened to call and said, Keener, he didn't even say Eminem. I had no idea. Do you want to do a voiceover for me? I said, whatever you want. You know, he's a friend. He goes, meet me at this place. I went to a studio, and he goes, Keener, this is Dr. Dre. I mean, it was crazy. So I did that the first time, and then they flew me about 4 months later to do the second one. They flew me to Vegas to do the second one.
Wow.
And it was fantastic. I know, really serendipity.
Do you actually follow R&B, hip-hop, and that sort of style of music?
Oh, I love any good music. You know, I'm into all of them. Black Eyed Peas. I'm in Green Day. I love, like, all diversity. Pink, everyone. Some, you know, good music's good music, so I like all of it. He's a genius, you know. I love Eminem and Dre too. So I don't know if you have it yet, but that CD is a masterpiece. Well, it really is phenomenal.
Elizabeth, at the moment, yes. Quite a topical subject. What's it like in LA with obviously the sad news of Michael Jackson passing on yesterday?
Oh, you know, a lot of people. It's just, it really. I mean, not only Michael Jackson, but also Farrah Fawcett.
Of course.
Ed McMahon. I mean, a lot of people are just. It's very sad. It's you know, there are a lot of people on Hollywood Boulevard right now at his star, and it's just, you know, all the any of the badness that was talked about him and everything, it kind of goes away. You know, when someone dies, you hope people remember all the good that they did and everything, and that's what seems to be happening, and that's, you know, that's a good thing because he did do a lot. And then music wise, wow, you know, phenomenal. No one liked him.
Yeah, I know.
He was fantastic. And on a lighter note, Elizabeth, I hear you're actually working on a webisode series coming up as well called Dishing It Up.
Wait, called what?
A Dishing It Up.
Oh, you know that.
We know everything.
With Aaron Foley.
Yeah, the comedian.
Oh, you are hilarious. You got it all down. I did a webisode with her. She is hilarious. If you don't know her, go Google her. I'm sure she has, like, you know, you can go and watch on whatever, YouTube or something. She's a phenomenal stand-up and a great actress and hilarious. And she just, you know, basically her thing is that she doesn't know how to cook. So she gets people, you know, so she has guests who have no idea what they're doing either. But she just, like, okay, what do you do? And we had the best time. She's phenomenal.
And what are you cooking for?
I can cook. I don't really. I basically eat out every day of my life. But I cooked, I think we made something really simple, like shrimp stir fry. Just the easiest thing you could possibly do, because I'm like, no, I don't want to burn anything. I'm good. Okay.
Just throw it in.
Basically what we did. Yeah.
So something you like to do on the Hump Day crew with our guests is 101 questions.
Now, we're not going to ask you all 101 questions. We're going to ask you to pick three random numbers between 1 and 101, and we're going to ask you that corresponding question. So hit us with a number.
Okay, I will pick 18.
What is your mobile ringtone at the moment?
Oh, you know what? It's a doorbell. But I will say, can I just say my favorite one I've ever heard, and I've never done this because I don't take the time to do it. I was sitting in an office once, and I heard the guy next to me, his ringtone was him saying the word ring. Ring over and over, but getting irritated the more he said it. So it was like, ring. It was fantastic. I loved it. That would be mine if I had the time to do it.
Well, hopefully when you're on holidays, you can actually record your own ringtone.
Exactly. Okay, let's see. How about the 28?
28. Who would you turn gay for?
Who would I turn gay for?
Yeah.
Ooh, let's see. Wow. Well, you know what? Does it have to be somebody like known? I mean, I think that...
It can be anyone.
Well, okay, you know what? What a question. some hottie.
Some hottie.
That narrows it down.
There you go.
Who?
You.
Me. Aww.
Sorry, so can you just repeat that? You would like to turn gay for Ginny, is that correct?
Yes, that's what I said. I hope she comes to visit soon.
Ginny and Elizabeth Keene.
I'm blushing now, thank you. You know it takes a lot to make a brown girl blush, so thank you very much for that.
Oh my God. I don't even know if we can read a third question out, can we? Go on, one more for luck.
Here we go, ready?
Yes.
72.
Okay, number 72. When did you last cry, Elizabeth?
When did I last cry? Like a real cry? I will have to say, sadly, my dog died last year, so I had a really good cry.
What breed of dog was
it? I've only thought good things since.
It wasn't a bulldog, was it?
No, it was a miniature schnauzer.
Because I noticed a lot of LA people have bulldogs, so I thought you would have a bulldog.
Oh, they have those English bulldogs. Oh, my God. They have every kind of bulldog, but the English bulldogs are, like, the most popular here. It's crazy. Cute as can be.
And your dog, what was its name?
Well, you know, it's funny. Here's what I lost two in a year. So one, that was Gabriel, and the year before was Willie. Two shelters. They were awesome. Only good thoughts about them, though, so.
That's
so
good.
So while we bring everyone down, what a great
Let's bring this back up again.
Let me just say one more time, Ginny!
I'm going to parcel Ginny up now. I'm going to send her over to LA to 77 degrees. Elizabeth Keener, Dawn Dembo from The L Word. Thank you very much for taking Ginny off my hands.
I kill you, bitch.
Excellent.
Thank you very much for your time today.
Of course, that was really fun. Thank you, guys.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.